10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go! Batter up! We're taking the afternoon off. It's a beautiful day for a ball game. For a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah, yeah. Blood on my
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cop Joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
We are toasty in San Antonio. Frisco and the Mission shut down a six-game series with a 6:05 start at the Wolf. Happy Sunday evening to you folks. Welcome to the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you to conclude and wrap up the six-game series against San Antonio. The Rough Riders winners of 4 of 5 this week to reclaim the top spot in the Texas League South. What a ballgame it was last night for Frisco. Another shutout win. And it was their fourth, if you date it back to the beginning of the month of July. The bullpen, the starting staff, has been lights for the Rough Riders in the recent turn of the calendar month from June to July. And it's made all the difference. They've gotten plenty of help from the offensive end of things. Those shutouts going 5-0, 12-0, 11-0, and last night 6-0 in the Rough Riders' win. Tim Brennan got his second win of the year, 2-3 now. 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, 2 hits given up, and both of them came in the 6th as Brennan threw 5 hitless, scoreless innings before giving up back-to-back consecutive hits to start the 6th. Seth Nordlund, Tyler Thomas, and Nick Starr combining for the final 4 innings. No walks, hits, or runs, and a very steady 4 strikeouts from the trio of bullpen pitchers between Nordlund, Thomas, and Starr. Ben Krauth recently joining the Padres organization. He got the loss, 0-1, gave up 4 earned in 3 innings of work on 6 hits. The Rough Riders homered off of him twice after not seeing any home runs this entire series, but it's been a really strong week, Zach, as we welcome you in for the first time today, and the Rough Riders have a great chance to try and close it out, taking 5 of 6.
They do, a chance to go 11-1 in this building on the year. That's just insane to do that on the road, and nonetheless, 11-1 anywhere. The Rough Riders, as you mentioned, those 2 home runs yesterday. It's been a power team really all season long. This is a tough place to homer in, and we've seen some that have gone close but not quite gotten out. But the 2 yesterday from Harris and Garcia were really impressive. And I think facing Nolan Watson now for the 8th time they've seen him over the last 2 years, I think this is going to be really interesting to see how they can take advantage of seeing him once again for the 2nd time in this series. And Frisco, who's been putting up really monstrous offensive numbers and wins here in the 2nd half, they'll look to do that again today. Can we ask for another shutout? 4 in the last 8 games? Is that possible?
I think it is. This is a pitcher in Nolan Watson. Frisco is 4-0 this season against Nolan Watson in their ball games. They've had tremendous success here at the Wolf. And at all else, if not a shutout, the Rough Riders looking for their 5th win of the 6-game series. San Antonio walked off Frisco earlier this week on a walk-off hit-by-pitch for the 2-1 final. That felt like a while ago, and Frisco has bounced back again to take that top spot in the South Division. Jack Leiter going today for the Rough Riders. We'll give you his numbers and take a closer look at the starting pitching matchup later in the pregame show. But on the other end of this break, we catch up with one of the guys that had a big part to do with the recent turn success. It's Cody Bradford, the left-handed starter, to join us and catch us up on what's new in his, not only the season, but stepping away from baseball as well in the married life of things. Cody Bradford, our pregame guest on the other end of this break on the Riders Baseball Network. 6:05 Sunday start between San Antonio and Frisco.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome 3-time All-Star and 6-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
2 runs will score, 3 runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We're back on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jared with you before a 6:05 start. We close the series between San Antonio and Frisco. Now I have the chance to chat with the pitcher, Cody Bradford. Cody, thanks for your time. Happy Sunday to you. And how have you been dealing with the season and the challenges it's presented to you?
It's been an interesting season. Off to kind of a slower start than I think I would have hoped at the beginning of the year. But kind of figured it out lately. And just able to execute pitches a little bit better and having a little bit better results from that.
I do want to expand on that because we chatted in Tulsa when you struck out 10 that week.
Yep.
You mentioned that one of the things that was hard about was guys dealing with basically scouting and doing your homework on you now that you weren't a new face around in town.
Yep.
Are you noticing that again through this season, and how have you basically dealt with that to continue to just do what you do?
Yeah, I tried to go, I think in Tulsa, we mentioned trying to go to the bottom of the zone just a little bit more early in counts, maybe with the fastball. And that seemed to work. Since then, kind of working the counts early, not trying to go up with the fastball up to get ahead and to finish, trying to mix it up, throw to all four quadrants with the fastball. It's helped basically split your fastball into two groups, high fastballs and low fastballs. And it gives you an extra pitch to work with.
The bullpen staff and the starting staff has done a really solid job this week. What do you accredit that to, and how you've been able to have success in putting zeros up on the scoreboard?
I think we're kind of carrying the momentum from the first week we came here earlier in the year when we swept them 6-0, and then knowing that San Antonio won the first half, the whole first half of the season, and already made playoffs, it kind of made us come here wanting to take it to them a little bit. And so I think just a little bit of extra competitiveness this week has really helped push us to the next step.
Stepping away from baseball, how are things going with you? And you're one of a couple of guys that are dealing with the married life and with baseball. How's everything going with you?
Yeah, marriage has been great. Maddie's my wife. She's been able to come with me on every road trip so far. We've made it to even the 2-week one in Wichita and Amarillo. She was able to come. And so we've had a lot of fun times together on the road. And this week, our off day on Wednesday, we got to go to Six Flags after she got off work and go hang out there for the last couple hours. And it was really, it's just a blessing that she's been able to be with me. For the guys that the wives can't come, I know they miss them when they're on the road, and it's good to be back home.
Talking with Cody Bradford on the Riders Baseball Network, how important is that to just be able to step away sometimes and be able to do the small things in life?
It keeps you grounded. You got to have an identity outside of baseball. It's really important that your identity isn't in your profession and isn't in your sport, because it puts that much more pressure on you when it is. So making sure you're grounded and have a support system outside of baseball, it helps you compete better when you're on the field in between the lines.
Last time out for you, 6 innings. You were finally able to get over that hill. A couple times this year you come out for the 6, but you'd be taken after 1 out, 2 outs recorded. You were finally able to notch number 6. What'd that feel like?
It felt so much better than to go 5 1/3 or 5 2/3 and have the last out. It felt really good. It felt really nice. Yeah.
I feel like offense, for the most part, too, is providing a lot of help in this series. Yeah. How have you noticed that, not only in your appearance, but in other appearances, make that an impact?
The hitters are crushing it. So like I said, I think the momentum from the first time we came and a little bit of extra edge, we want to beat San Antonio and let them know that they only won the first half by 3 games. And I think the statement is on this series right here. And so the hitters know that, the pitchers know that, and they're able to come out and string some really good ABs together and hit the ball well this series. So, yeah.
You often don't hear guys, notice those small things about teams winning first halves or winning games. Yeah. Sometimes they just say, we just play the game and we win the game. And is there that synergy between the pitching staff and the offense of, remembering how the first half went down?
I think so, yeah. We're still, the core group of guys is still here from the beginning of the year. And we know We know what we need to do to win the second half, and I think we're all really engaged in that and all driving for the same goal right now.
I'm kind of happy you mentioned that, too, because there really haven't been that many guys departing the team. There have been a few new faces to join town, but for the most part, it's been the same group. What difference do you see that make, and what type of impact does that have on a clubhouse?
It's nice. I know last year in Hickory, there were some moving parts earlier in the year, and I guess the team just changed a lot. And then when I got to Frisco, I mean, I was a new guy and was trying to find my spot to fit in. But the guys who have come up this year from Hickory, and even like when Duran left and Reagan's left and Vipe left, like guys have come up and filled those shoes. And they've done their jobs, and they've given us really good innings. They've put together really good at-bats, and it's made us mesh really, really easily.
Cody, appreciate your time, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at the Wolf before a 6:05 first pitch time between San Antonio and Frisco. Taking a look now at the rest of the games around the Texas League. Everybody else already underway, if not over with. And we'll get you the ball games that have already been said and done. Tulsa wrapped up their series at Arvis Ballpark with a 6-3 win over the Naturals earlier today. 11 hits for the Drillers after last night's loss. Bobby Miller gets the win for Tulsa. Springfield over Arkansas 4-1 on 8 hits to the Travs 2. And so Springfield able to get one more win over Arkansas, who's been playing red hot ball as of the second half of the season. Arkansas now 7-5 in this second half. And then Amarillo with 2 runs in the top of the ninth inning. They were down 3-2, but then Leandro Cedeno with a 2-run double that gave Amarillo the lead and ultimately gave them the win after they were able to close it out in the bottom of the ninth. 4-3 Soddies closing out Wichita in that series. And then a ball game that recently got underway, Midland and Corpus Christi in action. This one's in the bottom of the third inning, and the Rockhounds in front of the Hooks, 2-1 in that score. Midland will be coming to Riders Field this upcoming Tuesday, a six-game series starting on Tuesday, July 17th. All the way back on July 12th is when that series starts. That'll be Silver Slugger Tuesday on top of that, and then Striker Young at Heart Night as well. Rockhounds and Rough Riders will kickstart the six-game series in Frisco. Plate meeting about to be underway. Ben Engstrand behind the dish today. Alex Nash will be up the line at third, and Jake Bruner over at first. Now taking a look at our pitching matchup for this evening's ball game. First for San Antonio, they send the right-hander Nolan Watson out to the mound. It'll be his second appearance of the series. Watson, the 25-year-old from Indianapolis, Indiana, 0-4 against Frisco this season. The Rough Riders got him earlier on Monday night, 4 earned runs on 4 hits in 3 innings. The Rough Riders got him good to start out that top of the fourth inning when Frisco eventually played a 6 in the top of the fourth. And then on the other end of the mound for the Rough Riders, it's the right-hander Jack Leiter, the 22-year-old, making his 13th start to the season. Leiter recently announced off of the development list and now back with the Rough Riders in their active roster. Leiter 2-6 this season with a .536 earned run average on the year. And it'll be the first start for Leiter since going back to the end of the month of June in Arkansas. Leiter 4 innings, gave up 2 earned on 2 hits. He walked 5 and struck out 4. The 5 walks were far and away a season high for Leiter. Sometimes we'd have to worry about the walks, but we've never seen 5 this year. And a full reset for Leiter. He's well rested, recently announced to represent the Rangers in the SiriusXM All-Star Futures game. That'll be later in All-Star Week at Dodger Stadium. And so Leiter with the Rough Riders on the road, the man on the mound to close out the 6-game series against the Missions. Hoping to continue the strong pitching as we look at and kind of recap this week. It started back on Monday, July 4th, Independence Day, and a 4th of July crowd at the Wolf for Frisco, the Bad News Bears, I guess you could say, as they blanked the Missions 11-0 in that Monday night win. The Rough Riders on Tuesday night played their 8th consecutive game, and it was more of the same. Cody Bradford got the win, who you recently heard from, and Frisco with a 10-1 victory, jumping out to a 21-1 advantage in the run department in the first two games of the series. After the off day on Wednesday, a well-rested Missions team barely edged Frisco in the bottom of the ninth, loaded the bases, and a walk-off hit-by-pitch in an inning that had just one hit. Rough Riders, unfortunately, fell apart at the seams a little bit, but they bounced back in another big way. Frisco a 10-7 win on Friday night in the 12th inning, and then 6-0 last night to keep shutout baseball rolling. Just about time for the national anthem and first pitch right around the corner from the Wolf, the 6-game series coming to a close between Frisco and the Missions. First pitch is next on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game after this.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome 3-time All-Star and 6-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
2 runs will score, 3 runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag, they got him!
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The
temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Roughriders look to finish off the six-game series with a 5-1 advantage here at the Wolf. Hi, everybody. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along as we conclude our final game here in San Antonio in 2022. The Rough Riders have dominated this series, winning four of the first five games, and they have two shutouts, including last night in a 6-0 victory. Today, they turn to Jack Leiter, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization and the number 17 prospect in all of baseball, as we welcome in Chris Jarrett. Chris, let's take a look at the starting lineup that will back Jack Leiter today.
Yeah, really excited to have Jack back on the roster and hoping that he can bounce back in a big way tonight and close out what's otherwise been a really, really strong series. First, for the Rough Riders, they send the center fielder J.P. Martinez to the top of the order. Dustin Harris, the left fielder, batting second. Johnny Ornelas, the shortstop in the three spot. And Blaine Crim batting cleanup. He's at first base tonight. Sandro Fabian, the designated hitter, batting fifth. Josh Stowers in right field tonight. He's had a great series, batting sixth. And then 7-8-9 for the Rough Riders. Jack Spigger is at third base, the left-hander. Trey Hare, the second baseman, the left-hander, batting eighth. And the catcher, Matt Watley, rounding out the bottom of the order. Zach, the Rough Riders had great success on Watson on Monday night, and it was the left-handed hitters at the top of the card. They do the more of the same today. And excited for a Sunday ball game here, partner.
Really excited. It's a beautiful day. It's hot, though.
It's hot. It's toasty.
It's really toasty. Not quite the warmest day we've seen this season, but pretty darn close. As J.P. Martinez stands in. And we are set for baseball from San Antonio. Nolan Watson, the right-hander, ready to go. And he fires in the first pitch. It's down Broadway for a strike, 0-1 at 6:09. 4 minutes tardy today in the series finale. 105 degrees is our first pitch temperature. The pitch. Just low and inside, and it's one ball and one strike. 109 is our feels like. That ties the hottest ball game of the year this year with the finale in Amarillo earlier in June. 1-1 pitch. Misses down low, and it's two balls and one strike, though with the humidity, this one's a lot hotter than that game was, and it ties the second hottest ball game in franchise history, going back into recorded history back into 2004. 2-1. High and inside. Three balls, one strike on Martinez. So drink your water today. It's a warm one. Martinez, the left-handed batter, hitting 291 on the season. 9 homers and 25 runs batted in. Watson ready from the stretch. And the 3-1 finds the outside corner for a called strike right at the knees. And it's three balls, two strikes on Martinez. Chris talked about that first start of the series for Nolan Watson back in the opener. On July 4th, he allowed 4 runs over his 3 innings on 4 hits, struck out 4, and walked 4. A lot of 4s all over the place. Pull side shift on the infield. Stretch from Watson, 3-2 on the way. Soft tapper up the middle. Leyba charges from short, picks, slings it onto first, and he gets Martinez. One away. That brings Dustin Harris to the plate, who had a good first inning yesterday. Solo home run, his 14th of the year to lead the club. Hitting 263, 14 long balls, 55 runs batted in. A 9-for-24 series for him. The Florida native in from the right side against Watson, who hails out of Indianapolis, Indiana. First pitch, chopper right side, foul. Fielded by Yermán Rodríguez, the first baseman in foul territory, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders, that 6-0 victory last night, their fourth shutout in the last 8 games. They have the best ERA in minor league baseball in the second half. And they have the best ERA in minor league baseball, as you might imagine, in the month of July. 0-1. Inside. Checked his swing. He was able to hold up, and it's one ball and one strike. The offense will try to get to Nolan Watson once again. Stands 6'2", 195 pounds, the 25-year-old former first-round selection by the Royals back in 2015. 1-1, down low. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's worked mostly out of the bullpen this season. He's making his 7th start on the year, his 19th overall appearance. 2-1, Harris watches a breaking ball fall into the zone for a strike. 2-2. On the year, Watson 1-4 with a 6.91 ERA. 43 strikeouts in 41 and two-thirds innings to 27 walks. Right-handers 2-2. Low and outside, miss with a backdoor breaking ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Harris. Rough Riders have done a lot of early damage in this series, scoring in the first inning in each of the last 2 games. 3-2 toss. Harris swings, tops it foul off his own foot back to the mound. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes in the Riders' left fielder. Watson will use that defense a lot, inducing a ton of ground balls. Get you that defense behind him. Tirso Ornelas is out in left field. Thomas Malone in center and Jorge Onya in right field. Connor Hollis at third. Domingo Leyba at short. Ripken Reyes at second. Yermán Rodríguez at first. And Chandler Siegel does the catching for Nolan Watson. Harris back in from the left side. And the right hitter's 3-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. So back-to-back full counts for the right-hander Watson, the first 2 batters of the game. Jonathan Ornelas waits on deck for the Rough Riders. Frisco has been road warriors this season. 3-2. Harris watches low and away. Ball 4. Oh, 1-out walk. First base runner for the Rough Riders in the first inning. And here's Ornelas. Rough Riders 24-17 away from Riders Field this year. And they have done a ton of that damage against the Southern Division and, quite frankly, a ton of that damage against these San Antonio Missions. Rough Riders are 28-19 within their division this year. Under 500 record against the North. Right on right, first pitch. Cornelis takes high and inside. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first, no score. Top of the first inning. Against San Antonio this season, the Rough Riders are 13-4. And they have played the Missions by far the most out of any opponent this year. 1-0 toss. Breaking ball tapped on the ground, third base side and foul to Chad Comer, the Riders' third base coach. He underhands it into the seats. Ball and a strike to Ornelas, who's back at shortstop today. Ornelas hitting in the three spot for the sixth time this year. This is a relatively new feature for the Rough Riders lineup, but it's worked a lot. Watson readies in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. Back pick to first, and Harris is in on his feet. Very close play. One ball, two strikes on Ornelas. When Ornelas is hitting third, the Rough Riders are 5-0 this year. All those games have come in this month of July. Watson delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider low and outside. First strikeout is out number two in the first inning. Runner at first, no score for Blaine Krim.
Frisco first baseman, number 9, Blaine Krim.
From a man who has been in the three spot not very often to a mainstay in the cleanup spot for the Rough Riders, Krim playing in his 30th game in the cleanup spot for Frisco. Really strong series, especially the last two games for Krim. Harris takes his lead from first. First pitch. Krim watches a fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. Says Ben Engstrand, our home plate umpire, it's 0-1. Jake Bruner down the first baseline. Alex Nash, our third base umpire today. Krim has reached base plenty over the last two games. The pitch is chopped up the middle, right to the second baseman on a high hop to Reyes. He fields, throws onto first, and gets Krim, and the side comes to a close. He doesn't reach that time. Rough Riders, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom first coming up, no score, and Jack Leiter back on the mound for the first time this month. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same post operative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt. Just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back on the mound for the Rough Riders, the Rangers' number one prospect and the number 17 prospect in all of baseball. He deals with Connor Hollis in a scoreless ball game in the first pitch. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Good to see Jack back on the mound. His first time out there since he pitched in Arkansas on June 24th. He winds in the 1-0. Cleared foul out of play on the right side. It's one ball and one strike. Activated off the development list earlier today. And hoping to rebound off a tough start his last time out in Arkansas, allowing just two runs over his four innings. 1-1. High and tight. Two balls, one strike. But the big thing is he walked five, as Chris talked about, and over his last two starts, nine combined walks over his eight innings. Looks over his glove. He nods yes to the sign, winds back, and offers in the 2-1. High with a fastball. 3-1 on Hollins. So command is going to be very important for Leiter today, who stands at 6'1", 205 pounds, the 22-year-old native of Summit, New Jersey. He peels back 3-1. Down the heart of the plate for a strike. 3-2 on Hollis, leading things off, hitting 304 on the season. 6 homers, 36 run batted in. 5-20 in the series. Leiter the payoff. High and inside, ball 4. So a leadoff free pass to San Antonio's Connor Hollis. No score for Thomas Malone. Jack Leiter, this season 2-6. With a 5.36 ERA. We've seen Jack Leiter absolutely brilliant at times this year. He works from the stretch with Hollis at first and fires home. A flare shot to right center field. Martinez cutting over, and he makes the catch. Easy play for the center fielder for Frisco, and there's one away.
Zach, you mentioned the free passes. Frisco has done a phenomenal job, not only the starters, but as a staff, limiting the walks. 2 yesterday and 1 in the game prior. And I think that's had a huge part with them to have their success against San Antonio this week, is just limiting the walks. A team that can have home run power, but not a home run ballpark. But walks a huge part in them being able to have big margins in their wins this week.
That'll help. I mean, the free passes. For Leiter, that's going to be a key today, certainly. He is ready from the stretch against Domingo Leyba, left-handed batter. And he fires over to first. Very close. Not in time. Good quick move for Leiter. Rough Rider is averaging about 3.3 walks per game here in July. A month in which they have a sub-2 ERA. It's been dominating stuff for the Rough Riders pitching staff. A 1-2-1 ERA during July. The pitch flutters high off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Starting pitching has been good. The bullpen's been good. Everyone's been good on the mound for Frisco. Leiter stretches and kicks in the 1-0. Way high off the outside corner. 2-0. Domingo Leyba only has 3 hits here in this series, but one of them was a solo home run in the 9th inning a couple nights ago. That put them within 2 runs, and then they scored 2 more to tie it. Leiter the 2-0. Fastball, top of the zone, a strike. 2-1. Defense behind Jack Leiter looks like this in the first inning. Dustin Harris in left. J.P. Martinez made a play in center already. And Josh Stowers is out in right field. Jax Biggers at third. Jonathan Ornelas at short. Trey Hare at second. Blaine Krim at first. And Matt Watley does the catching. Quick throw over to first is not in time. Still 2-1 on Leyba. Rough Riders in their road gray uniforms today. Red RR ball cap. Same thing they wore yesterday. And it's the home whites for San Antonio today. Missions across the chest. Leiter, the 2-1. High and tight. Slider missed. 3-1. Second 3-ball count for Leiter already here in the first. Leiter, the number 2 overall selection in the 2021 Major League Draft out of Vanderbilt. He's ready from the stretch. 3-1, runner goes. A flare out of play back behind home. 3-2 down on Leyba. 5-pitch arsenal for the right-hander. Fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and change. Haven't seen the cutter a ton this year. Mainly stick with that good four-seamer that'll be in the mid-90s. Curveball and slider will interchange as his best secondary offering. And when they're both on, he is nearly untouchable. He kicks, delivers. Hollis takes off. It's fouled away left side. Back into the sweet level. And it's still 3-2 on Leyba. Leiter cannot throw over anymore in this at-bat unless he gets Connor Hollis. But if he throws over and he's safe, then it's a balk, and Hollis goes down to second. Leiter toes the rubber. First base side, looks in for his sign. He's got it. Payoff pitch. Hollis takes off again. It's hitting the air down the left field line. Long run, Harris still coming. Biggers from third, and he can't get it either. It bounces right on top of the bullpen plate down the left side in foul territory. Still three balls, two strikes, and Domingo Leyba. Getting that first pitch out against Thomas Malone was huge because a six-pitch plate appearance for Connor Hollis before walking. And this next one will be number eight to Domingo Leyba already. Hyder laboring with this long plate appearance to Leyba. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He fires. Hollis takes off again. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Not in time. Now Leyba strikes out on a big curveball down low and inside. Hollis steals second. His 15th swipe of the year. First strikeout for Jack Leiter. Two outs for Yarmon Rodriguez. Well, Leiter has done a lot of stuff well this year, but limiting base runners has not been one of them. I should say limiting base stealers has not been one of them. That's the 12th stolen base he's allowed this year. The next closest for the Rough Riders, 7 from Zach Kent. He's ready from the stretch. First pitch to Rodriguez. Fastball finds the outer edge. Belt high for a strike, 0-1. Something Leiter will learn a lot better as he continues to go. Rodriguez just 3-for-20 in the series. Two outs, runner at second. The pitch. Breaking ball low and away. That was the curve, and it's one ball and one strike. Nothing our score. Bottom half of the first inning here in San Antonio. Leiter peers in for a sign. Nods yes. 1-1. Fastball ripped into left center field. Harris chasing after it. Reaches up over his head to the warning track into the wall. Hollis scores from second. Rodriguez trades places with him. And it's an RBI double to make it 1-0 San Antonio in the first. That ball was pelted into the left center alley. Harris got a good jump, but he just could not get to it. It was over his head. Webster Rivas makes his way to the plate now. 1-0 San Antonio. Leadoff walk comes back to bite Jack Leiter. Rivas playing in his fourth game with San Antonio since coming down from AAA, former major leaguer. In from the right side. Right on right. Leiter looks in for his sign. He nods yes. And he delivers home. Fastball high. One ball, no strikes. Leiter has fallen behind on three of the five the first pitch balls that he's seen so far. He's ready from the stretch. 1-0. Rivas takes high and outside. 2-0. Leiter trying to find his command here in the first inning. 1-0. San Antonio leads it. He looks in for his sign. He nods yes. And kicks in the 2-0. High fly ball down the right field line. Stowers gives up on it. It's a foul ball. Two balls and one strike. It was the 21st pitch. And Leiter is thrown here in the first inning. Peers in. And has his sign from Watley. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And he fires home. Just outside, missed with the slider. Three balls and one strike. Leiter making his third career start against San Antonio, his second here in this building. Pitched four innings, really strong baseball, just allowing a run and a hit in April as the offering is high and outside, ball four. Second walk of the frame puts runners at first and second. Two outs for Tirso Ornelas. Matt Watley is going to go chat with Leiter. Second time he faced him, he allowed two runs over five innings at home back on May 26th. A game in which the Rough Riders ended up losing in extra innings at home. But Leiter allowed two runs in the first inning in that start and then pitched really well the rest of the way. He's hoping for a similar style outing today as It's been a tough first inning for him so far with his command. Walk Connor Hollis, got a fly out, got a strikeout. RBI double from Yorman Rodriguez, and then Webster Rivas just coaxed himself a walk. Kevin Gowdy has started to loosen in the Rough Riders bullpen as Matt Watley went out and chatted with Leiter. He would love a quick out here on Ornelas. Left-hander in against the right-hander. Leiter looks in for his side with two aboard, 1-0 San Antonio. Bottom half of the first inning. He fires. Breaking ball catches the outer edge. 0-1. Ornelas, slightly open stance, 5-for-16 in the series. Leiter looks to second base, the 0-1. Breaking ball hit high in the air, out to deep right field. Stowers back to the warning track at the wall. Goodbye. 3-run home run for Tirso Ornelas. And it's 4-0 San Antonio in the first inning. Ouch. Ornelas with his fourth home run of the year. RBI total up to 25. And Jeff Andrews comes out of the Riders' dugout, and he's going to go chat with Leiter. A 3-run home run. Just the second home run allowed in the month of July for the Rough Riders. 4 spot here in the first inning for San Antonio. And the Rough Riders have now allowed as many earned runs here in the first inning as they had combined in the last 3 games. That's how good this pitching staff has been. Jorge Onya bats now. Overall in the series, the Rough Riders had just allowed 9 runs to San Antonio, with 7 of them coming in one ball game. Here's the wind back in the pitch home. Outside to Onya, 1-0, no strikes. And it's 4 runs in the Mission's first inning in the series finale. Leiter working from the windup. He issues in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good offering, diving low and away off the outside corner, and it's 1-1 and 1 strike. Now you just want to see Leiter regroup and try and get through this inning. He pitches home. Tap foul back behind home plate. 1-1 and 2 strikes on the right-hander, Onya. Leiter has been slightly better against right-handers this year. Out of the 5 home runs he's allowed now, 4 of them have been to left-handed batters, like Ornelas was. Leiter's 1-2. High and outside, misses, and it's 2-2 2 strikes. About an 80-point difference in the OPS for left-handers against Leiter, higher than righties. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider off the outside corner for strike 3. Leiter strikes out a pair in the first inning, but allows 4 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. RBI double and a 3-run home run provided the damage for San Antonio in the first inning. We go to the top of the second. 4-0. San Antonio leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
San Antonio with a four spot in the bottom of the first inning, and we go to the top of the second. Nolan Watson back to the hill facing Sandro Fabian. And the first pitch, fouled back, clips the netting, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders trailing 4-0, and this is the largest deficit that they've had in a long, long time. Watson ready from the stretch. And the 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside. And the count goes to 1-1. You have to go all the way back to June 29th when the Riders lost 5-0 to Corpus Christi. Last time they had this much of a deficit. 1-1. Off the outside corner and low, and it's 2-1. Ever since that 5-0 loss, the Rough Riders are 7-2. Two-one. Catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. They've won 5 of their last 6. Playing some really strong baseball. And these games happen, of course. Watson readies. 2-2. Breaking ball. Tapped on the ground to short. 2 hops to Leyba. Fields off to his left. Slings it on the run to first and gets Fabian for the first down. One away for Josh Stowers, 4-0 San Antonio. The good thing is Nolan Watson has really struggled against the Rough Riders at times this year, including in that first start to open up the series. 4 runs allowed in his 3 innings. There's a guy that the Rough Riders can get to. It's Nolan Watson. Stowers in from the right side. First pitch, breaking ball, misses low off the outside corner, and it's 1-0. Infield plays slightly to pull for the right-handed bat. 1-0. Slider outside corner at the knees for a strike, 1-1. Stowers has had a really strong series, especially the last 2 days. He's 7-for-18 in the set. He's scored 8 runs, including 2 yesterday. He rips through this next pitch, and it's 1-2. Stowers, over his last 2 games, 5 hits. 1-2. He swings and misses at a slider away and strikes out. 2 down on the second strikeout for Watson, and Jax Biggers makes his way in. 4-0 San Antonio. What a strong start to the season for Jax, hitting 308, a homer, 11 RBIs. Currently on pace for a season, or I should say a career high in batting average and OPS. Left-handed batter, first pitch. On the outside corner, just catches for a strike, right at the knees, and it's 0-1. Biggers' previous career high, a 282 batting average, and 722 OPS. Offering it, he swings and misses on a pitch low and away. And it's 0-2, and that was in the 2019 season with Hickory. And at the back of the left-handed batter's box, pull side shift on the infield and the outfield against him. Watson's pitch. Chopper, first base side foul off of Rodriguez's glove. First baseman, still 2-0. 4-0 San Antonio, top half of the second inning. Nolan Watson, as mentioned, a former first-rounder by the Kansas City Royals out of Lawrence North High School in Indianapolis. It's back in 2015, originally committed to be a Vanderbilt Commodore. Just like Jack Leiter, who went there, his mound opponent today. 0-2. Ground ball foul back behind home. Still no balls, two strikes. Steady elected to be in the Kansas City Royals organization with the 33rd overall pick. Originally began as a starter. Pretty much was a starter his entire way through until last year, 2021. He ended the season with Northwest Arkansas, making 25 appearances, 6 starts. 0-2, down low and inside. Biggers takes 1 ball, 2 strikes. And he's been kind of your long relief spot start kind of guy for San Antonio after signing a free agent contract over the offseason with San Diego. Right-hander's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Changeup away. Strikes him out. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for the Rough Riders. 3 strikeouts for Nolan Watson through 2 scoreless innings. 4-0 San Antonio to the bottom half of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome 3-time All-Star and 6-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
2 runs will score, 3 runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex air duct cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom two, and Jack Leiter looks to rebound. It's 4-0 San Antonio. 4 runs across in that first inning against Leiter on an RBI double and a 3-run homer from Tirso Ornelas. He faces 8-9-1 in the order. Ripken Reyes starts it off. Chandler Siegel to follow, and then Connor Hollins. Leiter back into his wind. First pitch to the switch hitter. High and tight, 1 ball, no strikes. Reyes just 1-for-12 in the series. He's hitting 167. About 20 games with San Antonio so far. 1-0. He lines it into right field, right at Josh Stowers, and he makes the head-high catch. A hard contact by Reyes, 1 away. Chandler Siegel bats now. Really what you want to see, Chris, is Leiter calm things down, get that pitch count under control, and have a good, strong inning.
No reason he can't. And it's, again, we talked about the walks. If he doesn't give up those 2 free passes, the 4-0 deficit is halved, and it would only be 2 runs, but still can go strong.
First pitch is on the inside corner, a strike to Siegel, 0-1.
That's going to be the big difference, though, is the first pitch locations and just general control overall, but a lot of at-bats that got away from him in the early counts in the first inning.
0-1. Swing and a miss. Good curveball away, and it's 0-2. Yeah, he missed on the first pitch in 5 of the first 9 batters he faced. It's 2 walks in the first inning, as you mentioned. Came back to bite him. 2 hits as well. A double and the homer. 0-2 to Siegel. Low and away in the dirt. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Sun is shining And it's a very hot day on this Sunday. 105 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Leiter nods yes to the sign, peering over the top of his glove. 1-2. Fastball ripped into right field. Stower's coming on. A headlong dive, and he trapped it. And Siegel has himself a one-out single.
Boy, what an effort just to get it on the bounce. He could have eased up and played it safe, but he did go for that catch, but was able to kind of have an audible and adjust in the air, Zach, and get it off the bounce. That's impressive. Josh Stowers plays incredible defense in the outfield.
He really does. And also, just the guts to go for that. I mean, if that gets past him, that's probably an inside-the-park home run, even though Siegel doesn't run terribly well. There's nobody there to back you up down in the right field corner. Top of the order now, and Connor Hollis in the pitch. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. But if there's anyone who can do it, it's Josh Stowers. We've talked time and time again this year about how he is not only one of the best outfielders defensively on this team, he's probably one of the best defenders, period, at any position. 0-1 inside. Nearly took out Hollis's hip, and it's one ball and one strike. He is that good out in the outfield. And he's starting to swing it a little bit as well, which is great to see. 4-0 San Antonio. Leiter's pitch. Check swing, and he went around and a pitch low and away on the curveball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Hollis drew a walk in the first. They play Hollis to the opposite way in the outfield with Martinez in center, shifted over into right center. Leiter delivers a throw over to first, and it gets past Krim, but it hit the umpire, Jake Bruner. Wow, and that saved Jack Leiter in air. It went off the tip of Krim's glove, hit the ground, came up, and hit Bruner right in the shin. And he's taking some time to make sure he's all right.
Chandler Siegel's upset, but, I mean, of course, you know, it's just the ball game. It's like it would hit if it would hit the base coach. Yeah. It's really no different.
Good hop for the Rough Riders. Looks like Bruner's going to be okay. One and two still on Hollis. Leiter nods yes to the sign, looks over at Siegel taking his lead. 1-2. High and inside. Another breaking ball slipped out of his hand, and it's two balls and two strikes. Wind blowing in very softly from left field today. Just 4-mile-an-hour winds. Not a lot of breeze. The pitch. Line the opposite way, down the right side and foul. And it's still 2-2. Usually on these warm days, you want... Oh, catcher's interference is called. Oh, brother. All right, so catcher's interference on Matt Whatley. And Connor Hollis reaches. It's also an error on Whatley. Runners at first and second with one out. In the second inning, Thomas Malone bats. That's exactly what the Rough Riders didn't need. It was a free base runner. Thomas Malone, left-handed hitter, in against Leiter. He flew out to center field his last time up in the first. A line out, a single, catcher's interference, runners at first and second. 4-0 San Antonio, bottom half of the second inning. Leiter ready from the stretch. He delivers. Curveball down and in. One ball, no strikes. Malone 5-for-20 in the series. Leiter stretches. Peers back towards second. Delivers. On the inside edge, a called strike. He's back in it at 1-1. Coming up next for San Antonio, they'll head to Amarillo. Well, they'll be able to show off their power a little bit. A team that only has 20 home runs here at home out of their 66 total. 1-1. Dips low of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. It's their 65 total, I should say. Not a lot here at home, but any team can hit them. In Amarillo, Rough Riders hitting 17 home runs in the six-game series last time they visited there. Pitch home. A swing and a drive out to deep right field. Stowers gives up on it. That one's way out of here off the top of the scoreboard and over. another three-run home run, and it's 7-0 San Antonio. Third home run of the season for Thomas Malone. And San Antonio is taking out their frustrations of this entire series and this entire season head-to-head against the Rough Riders here in this ballpark against poor Jack Leiter. Rough Riders are 10-1 in this building this year. And San Antonio opens up a 7-0 advantage. Two of those runs earned. Connor Hollis reached on the catcher's interference. Here's Domingo Leyba, who struck out his first time up. First pitch. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes.
It's a team that just finished with two hits in last night's game. It's crazy what a night's difference can make. But again, free passes, a base hit from the bottom of the order, and they've been bottled up this entire time, you say.
Offering in is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. This is not what we expected.
A lot of game left. See what the offense can do. It's a big deficit.
Ton of game left. Wind back in the 1-1. Liner into right field. Stowers coming in. He has to play it on a hop. Base hit. Fourth base runner in the inning. 7-0 San Antonio, and there's the fifth hit. Yorman Rodriguez bats now. He had an RBI double back in the first. Two three-run home runs in the first two innings for the Missions tonight. Leiter Rennie's deals. Whacked in the air, foul right side. 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Leiter. Jack matching a season high with the 7 runs allowed. Not all of them are earned. It's 6 earned against him. 0-1. Rip and a miss. 0-2 on Rodriguez. Still just one out with a runner at first. Here in the bottom of the second. Leiter ready from the stretch. Glove at the belt. Kicks in the 0-2. High and in. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders, if they were to come back from the 7-0 deficit, it would be their largest lead. Or largest deficit, I should say, that they overcame in a victory. Pitch home. This is outside. Curveball, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Their largest was back on June 16th against Midland at home when they erased a 4-0 deficit. Leiter readies. 2-2. Ground ball to third. Off of Bigger's glove into left field. Leiba up to second. Rodriguez to first. And it's another base runner on a hard hit ball that hit the lip of the grass. Took a high hop on Bigger's. He was down on it. And as soon as that ball shot skyward, his glove went up with it. Just went off the tip of his glove. And they mark it an error on Jax Bigger's. And here comes Jared Gettert. And he is going to take the ball from Jack Leiter. Not the start we hoped, or not the start we expected either from Jack Leiter. Kevin Gowney will come out of the Riders' bullpen. It's 7-0. San Antonio out in front. One out in the second. Gowney on the hill, and we come back to Nelson Wolf Stadium on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. We're in the bottom of the second. Three runs in, two aboard. They do mark that ball to Jack Spiggers a hit. And Kevin Gowdy takes over for Jack Leiter. 7-0 San Antonio. Webster Rivas at the plate. And the right-hander's first pitch. On the upper edge, outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Rivas drew a walk back in the first. Kevin Gowdy comes in with a 9.23 ERA with the Rough Riders. Right-hander closed off from the stretch. Looks back towards second. 0-1. Low and away in the dirt. Watley keeps it in front. One ball and one strike. Gowdy making his 20th appearance with the Riders this season. Three starts. 0-2 with a 9.23 ERA. And 26 and a third innings. 17 strikeouts, I should say, to 21 walks. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-1. Dips low and outside. Two balls, one strike. Gowdy, the tall, slender right-hander, 6'4", wears stirrups that are red underneath his gray pants. 2-1. Fastball whacked on the ground to third. Biggers bobbles, collects, throws onto first, and he got him. Oh, the Rough Riders will take it. It was a ball on the ground that looked like it could be an inning-ending double play, but an in-between hop bounced up on Biggers. It hit off the heel of his glove and down below him. He was able to bare hand behind him and throw onto first in a hop, and he gets Rivas, the catcher. Two outs. Runners move to second and third. Leyba to third. Rodriguez to second. 5-3 put out. And Tirso Ornelas, who homered his last time up, makes his way in. Avery Weems is starting to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen down the right side. Gowdy ready from the stretch. And the first pitch on the way to Ornelas. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down low and inside. And it's 0-1. Avery Weems, a usual starter. Looks like he'll come out in long relief today. Gowdy wants a new baseball. He'll get it. Eighth man up to the plate in the inning for San Antonio. 7-0. Mission's out in front. Gowdy ready from the stretch. 0-1. Slider. Catches the zone right down the heart of the plate. Out knee high. 0-2. Gowdy trying not to surrender the two inherited runners from Leiter on a couple base hits. Tucks the glove to his chest. He's ready. Right-hander's 0-2. Grounder foul back behind home. Still no balls, two strikes. Rough Riders might be just using Gowdy as a buffer in between Weems and Leiter. Weems going long relief today in sort of a piggyback role. Might see him in the first full inning at the top of the third. 0-2. Whacked on the ground on two hops out to second. Hare gives ground to shallow right field. Fields and throws on to first to get him. And the side comes to a close in the second. Three runs across, two earned. On four hits, an error, and two runners left on base. Rough Riders trail 7-0 as we go to the top half of the third inning on this final day of the six-game series. We'll return after this to the Wolf, and Chris Jarrett is on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Motoring our way on in this Sunday finale. Just about an hour in, but only two innings behind us on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you from the Wolf. 7-0 missions. Nolan Watson, the right-hander, back out on the mound. Trey Hare takes a big cut on a ball that deflects off the mask of the catcher, Chandler Siegel. So Ben Engstrand walks the ball back out to Nolan Watson, the right-handed starter, who's been solid for the missions through two. Siegel with the mask up, resting on top of his head. He wants to take a moment to catch his breath. Four runs for San Antonio in the bottom of the first, highlighted by a three-run homer. And then more of the same in the second. 0-1 to Hare. Chopper weakly hit first baseline, and it works its way into the grass. A long dribbler of a foul ball, 0-2. And then another three-run homer in the bottom of the second. 7-0 San Antonio as they're able to jump out early on Jack. Six hits with seven runs across. The lone error for Frisco up on the scoreboard is the catcher's interference right prior to the home run in the recent bottom of the second. 0-2 to Hare. Swings and misses on the breaking ball down and in. Fourth strikeout for Nolan Watson. There's one gone in the third inning. He's sat down at now six in a row. 8 up, 7 down for Watson as he gave up a one-out walk to Dustin Harris back in the first inning. But other than that, for the most part, this Sunday appearance has been butter for the right-hander. Here's the bottom of the order and the catcher, Matt Whatley. First pitch. Watt takes a called strike one right down the middle of the zone, 0-1. And it's been basically Watson getting ahead in counts on the first pitch. 0-1. Tapped at the plate. Foul ball. Quickly makes the count 0-2 on the catcher, Whatley. We mentioned the success that Frisco's had on Watson this year. He has not had an easy time against the Rough Riders all season long, even in scoreless outings. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Six pitches, all strikes. And back-to-back K's for Watson, who continues an unbelievable streak. Now four consecutive punch-outs. There's two gone in the third. For Watson, that ties a season high of strikeouts. He's had five twice before. And each of those outings came in the month of June. Six would be a season high, I should say. Top of the order in J.P. Martinez. He lifts the first pitch he sees foul. Left side to us. Into the first throw of seats. No ball is in a strike to J.P. Rough Riders with Kevin Gowdy to clean up the bottom of the second inning for Jack Leiter. Now they've got Avery Weems, left-hander up and tossing for Frisco. Watson, the 0-1. Lifted again, same spot, a little deeper. That one will leave the ballpark 0-2.
Uh-oh.
Was that real?
Chance for immaculate inning now.
Watson with eight pitches, all of them strikes, sitting 0-2 on Martinez. Pitch home. Fought foul back into the net. JP playing spoiler and the count still 0-2. Frisco would love any type of momentum that they can find in the Sunday finale. They've won the series. The job's been done down in San Antonio. Watson sets the 0-2. Pulled first base side this time, and another foul ball from JP. Still no balls and two strikes. Feel like you've gotten the bigger takeaways in the San Antonio series. Offense has exploded. On the pitching end of things, you've given up a really low amount of walks entering into this finale and a pair of shutouts on top of it. 0-2. Swing and a miss for Martinez. Watson peaking in this Sunday start. He picks up strikeouts number 4, 5, and 6 and give him a new season high in punchouts and only 3 innings of work. Frisco, no runs, no hits, no base runners in the top of the third. We go to the home half. Still 7-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco with their second pitching change of the evening. And a new man out of the mound is the first left-hander of the night for Frisco. And it's Avery Weems, native of Flagstaff, Arizona. He takes over for Kevin Gowdy, and the first pitch is blistered in the air to left field. Dustin Harris on the move, dropped it. Didn't look like an extra effort for Harris from left field. Looked like he was on pace, was briskly jogging, and as it was coming in, kind of tried to make a running underhand catch on the move. It was a little low, and he dropped it. Onya takes two on the E7, and immediately a runner in scoring position for Avery Weems, who makes his 16th appearance of the season for Frisco. Weems looked strong back on Monday night. First pitch to Ripken Reyes. Left-hander blows it in there for a first pitch called strike, 0-1. 4 innings, 5 punch-outs for Weems. He gave up 2 hits and no runs. Walked a pair Monday night, but the Rough Riders started the series out strong. 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss, diving inside on Reyes, and quickly 0-2. Hoping to be the dose of consistency that Frisco badly needed. 7 runs given up in the first 2 innings on a pair of Jimmy Jacks.
Weems helped make it back-to-back shutouts on Monday night. His 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. He riddled Reyes with the slider down and in. Makes up for the defensive error with a strikeout. It's one gone. Weems helping to toss the shutout in an 11-0 Rough Riders win with those five punch-outs through 75 pitches, but it was Ty Tiedemann who got the win. First pitch to Chandler Siegel, the catcher. Runs inside and low, ball one. Would have loved to have seen Weems get the win, but again, 75 pitches in four innings. He looked good through his first couple. Even the third, he looked pretty good, and the pitch count was low. Weems kicks the 1-0. Swing and a miss from the catcher, Siegel. Counts evened up, one ball, one strike. Ball game started for Avery Weems with nine pitches, a strikeout to Connor Hollis to begin the ball game. 16 pitches in the first inning, 14 in the second, and then 16 more in the third. One ball, one strike to pitch. Down and in by the toes of Siegel. It's 2-1. But then that top of the fourth happened. Six runs for Frisco. In about 40 minutes, that Weems was off the mound. And he straight up fessed up to it and said, that really took me out of my groove. I couldn't get back into it. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, he threw almost 30 pitches against San Antonio, his final inning. 2-1 toss. Siegel turns one, third base side. Biggers a backhand stab. He's got it this time. Flips to first for the second out. Not an easy bounce to play for Biggers at third. A couple of ground balls have eaten him up so far tonight, but that time he's able to make that snag on a short hop. Relays to first to keep Onya at second. After that leadoff error from Dustin Harrison left, two up, two down, and now the top of the order. 7-0 San Antonio in the bottom of the third. A somewhat decent showing at the Wolf on Sunday evening, just past 7 o'clock. First pitch, a lefty-righty matchup, and Hollis fooled on the slider. Starts to go around, about 75% of a swing, 0-1.
You mentioned our conversation with Weems. It was really interesting talking to him about that fourth inning and about sitting on the bench for so long. As you mentioned, a lot of times guys will be like, it was fine. I should have thrown just as well as I was before. But he was like, man, it was really tough. Looking back on it, I probably should have gone out on the mound and thrown a little bit on the bullpen.
Weems, the 0-1 to Hollis. Hard hit ball in a right center field. That'll drop for a base hit. Martinez comes over, cuts it off. There'll be no throw to the plate. A two-out RBI single from Connor Hollis. His first hit of the night. And number 7 for San Antonio. They stretch their lead. It's 8-0 Missions. Now four different Missions hitters with a run-scoring hit. Bottom of the third inning and two outs. Unearned run for Avery Weems. That was Jorge Onya that scores on the E7. This inning should be over. Here's the lefty-lefty matchup. Thomas Malone stands in the first pitch. The slider runs outside and low, ball one. Weems facing Malone, who had the second three-run homer. 1-0. Fly ball, foul direction over towards the left side. Headed for the picnic tables of his seats. Counts evened up at one ball and one strike. Malone with a three-run homer in the second inning that started with a lineout from Ripken Reyes sharply hit to right. 1-1. Drops into the zone. Weems in front, 1-2 on the front door slider. Chandler Siegel a base hit. He went opposite way. And then Connor Hollis on the catcher's interference put him aboard with only one out. Thomas Malone, a three-run homer off the top of the scoreboard in right field. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Weems comes in and picks up a pair of strikeouts for Frisco in the bottom of the third inning. But another run across for the Missions. One run on one hit. It was unearned on the line of Avery Weems. And that'll do it for the third on Sunday. We go to the fourth, 8-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark. located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
8-0 San Antonio as we continue to close down the series between Frisco and the Missions. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from South Texas. More than happy to get that bus rolling back north. Nolan Watson, the right-handed starter, back on the mound for San Antonio. He'll face 2-3-4 of the Riders' order. The first pitch to Dustin Harris, missing outside, 1-0. Six-game series between Frisco and Midland, two of the surging teams in the South, on tap. 1-0. This time inside by the knees of Harris, and it scoots him back. Two balls, no strikes to the left fielder that turned 23 earlier this week. Also homered in last night's game. Ready lefty from Watson, 2-0. Rip and a miss. And it's now 2-1. We've seen a walk from Nolan Watson tonight, but we have not seen a count start 2-0. As he enters this inning, Watson currently with five consecutive strikeouts. He's got a season-high six tonight. He spun something special so far on Sunday. Scoreless, hitless three innings. 2-1. Just missing down and outside of the zone from Harris. Three balls and a strike. Nobody out, just underway in the fourth, and an 8-0 San Antonio lead. Watson, the 3-1 pitch. Chopper foul. One high hop towards the Rough Riders bullpen and went off a glove and into the seats. Counts full to Dustin Harris, three balls, two strikes. Worked an 8-pitch at-bat back in the first inning. Represents the only base runner given up by Watson so far tonight. Long look in, come set, three balls, two strikes, the pitch home, hard hit, ground ball towards second, eaten up by Reyes, he relays to first, and there's the first out. Nine in a row retired by Watson. He sits down the leadoff man Harris in the fourth inning. 8-0 San Antonio. Johnny Ornelas is next. Almost saw a sweep by the Rangers earlier today, but they fell to Minnesota 6-5, the final. How did the Rangers lose in the Powder Blues? 1-0-2 Ornelas, and it hit him. Normally, Johnny Ornelas, an escape artist from getting out of hit-by-pitch situations, but that time, fastball just ran right in and plunked him. Second base runner allowed by Watson, and that ends the streak of nine in a row retired. One out base runner for the first baseman, Blaine Grimm. Twins took an early lead in the top of the first and two more in the second before Texas with three in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Grimm. Down the heart of the zone, 0-1. Josh Smith clearing the bases with the double.
He brought in all three in that second inning with a bases clearing double. 0-1 breaks the bat of Krim on a jam shot high and in. It's a foul ball towards the Rough Riders bullpen. That's a frustrating result. Long walk to the dugout for Krim that now needs a new one. Count now working 0-2. One gone in the top of the fourth with Dustin Harris at first base. Seeing the last of Mitch Garver today, unfortunately. He goes 0-3. Walks once, strikes out once. And needing surgery that's scheduled for tomorrow to shut down the season for today's designated hitter. Watson to pause the 0-2. Krim bloops one in the air. Look out. Does that guy have a net?
He does.
You don't say. It's almost like that net really came in handy right there.
Except for it didn't.
Except because it wasn't in his reach. Yeah, it wasn't in the net's reach.
He made the catch.
It wasn't in the net's reach. If it was within reach, he would have gotten it. 0-2. Krim taps it foul behind home plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Martin Perez announced as the Rangers' listed all-star for 2022. That's impressive to see, too, especially with guys like Semien and Seager starting to surge. Adolis Garcia's done really well, too. 0-2, a rip and a miss. Krim strikeout victim number 7, and Watson continues to have a season night. It's two gone in the fourth.
And Perez, the lone former Rough Rider on the Rangers to get the call, but Jose Trevino and Manuel Class A, a couple other former Riders that will be All-Stars this year. Really cool to see.
Then you're going to have Futures game representation as well. Sandro Fabian standing in. First pitch, a breaking ball, slapped foul. Fabian was early on it, 0-1.
Jack Leiter.
Watson still dealing with Ornelas at first base. Only two base runners for Frisco in a hitless 3 2/3 so far. Fabian with a lot of left field grass. Long hold from Watson. The 0-1 pitch. Down and blocked. Throw to first base, and Ornelas just getting back to the bag. On a back pick attempt that almost sailed on Siegel. It's 1-1. First baseman Rodriguez had to get over. Sold out to bring the throw down from the catcher behind the plate. Onya from right field was a long way away. One ball, one strike to Fabian as Watson holds. And now kicks and throws back to the net. It's 1-2. Game number 81 for Frisco tonight. Rough Riders picking up their 43rd win of the year last night in their 7th of the second half. Make them winners 7 of their last 10. One ball, two strikes with two gone to Fabian. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. A one-out hit-by-pitch for Nolan Watson, but he is cruising through the Rough Riders order tonight. 4 innings behind Watson, and he's given up no runs on no hits, 1 walk, and now 8 strikeouts with 2 more in the 4th. We go to the bottom half of the inning. San Antonio leading it on Sunday, 8-0 in the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Eight nothing San Antonio out in front of Frisco on Sunday. Just one of two games currently active in the Texas League. And we're set to start the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-4-5 due up for the Missions. Avery Weems, the left-hander, back out on the mound. Standing in as the third Rough Riders pitcher used so far in this ballgame. First pitch to Domingo Leyba, barely misses the zone, and he throws his hands back. 1-0 toss from Weems. A chopper, third base side, and it squeaks past Biggers. Interesting to see how that one goes down. Frisco already with two errors after Dustin Harris dropping a ball in left field in the recent inning, and now a chopper to Jax Biggers eats him up. Puts Leyba aboard. San Antonio has scored in every inning at the plate so far tonight. They scored four in the first inning, followed up by three in the second. Lefty-righty to Yorman Rodriguez in the first pitch. Called strike one, outside corner. Weems came in the third inning. Started the inning fresh. The leadoff error out in left field, followed up by a strikeout-groundout combo. No balls and a strike. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez chasing the slider in the dirt. Good pitch location by Weems, and he's in front 0-2. But then with two outs and Onya still at second, Connor Hollis with the RBI hit. Leadoff man, top of the order, came through. Weems bounced back with a strikeout, ended the inning with two. No balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Upstairs. Now a one ball, two strike count. They do mark that a hit from Leyba despite a couple of bounces to Biggers. And it deflecting off his glove into foul territory. Frisco still with the two errors on the line. 1-2. Lifted in the air out to right field, dropping quickly with Stowers on the move, and it's foul. Not a lot of area for Stowers to close the ball in. Probably from the foul line to the wall in the far right corner is 6 feet, 7 feet. Decent landing strip, but he had to cut it off towards the tarp. Count remains 1-2 on the first baseman, Rodriguez, riding a 2-for-2 night. RBI double in the first and a hit and stranded in the second inning. Weems kicks the 1-2 toss, tapped back to the net. Still 1-2. Impressive Rodriguez got up to that pitch. Weems likes to live in the lower inside pocket on right-handed hitters with that slider from the left side. He tried to blow the high fastball past Rodriguez. You could see his hands were loading up low and then threw them high at the last second to get a piece. Weems checks first. The left-hander, 1-2 toss home. Hard hit ball up the middle and into center for a base hit. Back-to-back knocks for San Antonio to begin the bottom of the fourth. And the Missions staying in business. Hit number 9 for San Antonio tonight. The Rough Riders putting Avery Weems in to try and keep San Antonio off the scoreboard. But, again, they've scored in every bottom half inning tonight so far. Two aboard, nobody out for the designated hitter, Webster Rivas. 0-for-1 ball game so far. Weems checking down the chute, kicks the first pitch. Rivas takes a called strike one on the breaking ball. 0-1.
It really feels like they're enacting a little frustration in this whole series. A lot of hits so far, 9 of them. 2 3-run home runs doing the big damage.
Weems with 2 aboard. He checks second. 0-1. Cranked foul. Ground ball scooter over towards the home bullpen. It's 0-2. That's even the nights where San Antonio has been able to play a considerable amount of runs. I'm thinking about the 10-7 Rough Riders win in 12. They had 12 hits in that ball game. They entered the seventh with only, at the time, 6. Now they've got 9 in the fourth. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Rivas reaching down in the dirt. And he goes down swinging. Strike 3. Second, make it 3rd strikeout for Avery Weems. There's the first out in the fourth inning. 1 gone, 2 aboard for Tirso Ornelas, who's unloaded already tonight. Didn't feel like, I mean, the scales were really tipped towards Frisco's favor in the first 5 games this week. Felt like San Antonio was due for one of them, and a 2-1 game wasn't quite it. Weems checks second, the first pitch. Ornelas watches it into the zone. Fastball outside, 0-1.
Especially the way that game was won with the walk-off hit by pitch. It was just kind of a weird feeling game. And so it really felt like they were due for an explosion at some point. That's what we're seeing today.
It happened right off the tilt. Weems from the left, 0-1. Hard hit ball into left center, and that's headed for the alley. Leyba cruises around third. Rodriguez motoring from first. Harris finally getting to the ball to relay it back in. 2-run score. Tirso Ornelas driving in his 5th runs of the night. And San Antonio living in the double digits department. It's 10-0. Sat back on that slider and got a hold of it. Ornelas can drill the gap, and he goes opposite way there on a ball that rolled all the way to the wall. A lot of outfield lane to work with. It felt like Rodriguez from first base easily scored. Third hit of the inning. Here's Jorge Onya. First pitch, swing and a miss inside, 0-1.
Chris, we've been talking about how good this pitching staff has been. This is the first time since June 11th, almost exactly a month to the day, that the Rough Riders have allowed double-digit runs.
Weems, the 0-1. Pulled foul towards San Antonio's dugout, 0-2. It had been a long time since Frisco had even been in first in the South. They recently notched that off their list, but it's been a pitching staff that's been really solid lately. Weems 0-2. Lifted in the air to shallow center. So shallow that Hare, the second baseman, gets underneath it and makes the catch. 2 gone in the bottom of the fourth. Ornelas still in scoring position at second. And the second baseman, Ripken Reyes, is next. Long stretch for Weems out on the mound. Only needed 14 pitches facing 5 batters in the third inning. Lefty-righty to Reyes. The first pitch missing off the plate. Ball 1. It's been a different story in the fourth that started with back-to-back base hits. Not even 20 pitches for Weems, though, with his 6th batter faced here. 1-0 toss. Same pitch. Just missed it outside. Weems points down the chute and says that looked pretty good. 2-0. Not the Sunday for Frisco. A pair of defensive errors. They are currently being no hit, and it's 10-0 in the fourth. 2-0. Outside. 3 balls, no strikes from Weems. 7-8-9 hasn't exactly delivered. It's been more so the top stretch of the card that goes all the way down to Ornelas, who stands at second base. 9 of the 10 hits from the first 6 hitters. Weems 3-0 comes home.
Down and in for ball four. First walk we've seen by the Rough Riders since the first inning. It's the first for Weems given up. Pretty surprising to see a miss in four consecutive tries. That hadn't happened so far. Now here's the catcher, Chandler Siegel. Jeff Andrews wants to come out as he strides out from the Rough Riders dugout. Quick conference on the mound between Weems and the Riders infield and the longtime pitching coach, Jeff Andrews. Ornelas at second, Reyes at first, two gone for Chandler Siegel. Frisco offensively, again, no hits as Nolan Watson on the other end of things is pitching a gem. Eight strikeouts, only one walk given up. He's hit a batter tonight, but no hits, no runs for Watson. The tail was Jekyll and Hyde, essentially for the most part, but Watson has yet to notch five innings, and he is steamrolling to that margin tonight. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck are in-house. That's kind of a mood booster. Trip to the mound is over, and Weems set for Siegel, the first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. That gets you going?
Yeah, big Looney Tunes guy.
You seem like it. Weems with two aboard and two out. Next toss, outside. Count is now 1-1 on Siegel, who's 1-for-2 tonight.
I was hoping they'd come out to Space Jam.
Yeah, where's Michael Jordan?
Now that would be an appearance. That would be pretty hyped up for that.
Weems, the 1-1, catches the outer edge. That's the part of the zone he's been looking for. Four-pitch walk to Ripken Reyes and a lot of pitches on an arm side miss to right-handed hitters, while Reyes, a switch hitter, batting from the right side. Siegel is a natural righty. He trails the count 1-2. Weems, the 1-2. Lifted in the air, straight out to right. Stowers underneath it, and he makes the catch. Two-run double from Tirso Ornelas continues the offensive showing for the Missions tonight. 10-0 on 10 hits, and it's been from the start. All done through four, and we head to the fifth. Rough Riders looking for any offense. We'll see if they can find it when Zach Bigley back on the play-by-play in the fifth. Next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders are not having a good Sunday so far. We're into the top of the fifth inning. It's 10-0 San Antonio. Josh Stowers, Jax Biggers, Trey Hare to start things off against Nolan Watson. All he's done is struck out eight through four innings and not allowed a hit. A walk and a hit batter, the lone base runners for Frisco today so far. Stowers 0-for-1. He struck out back in the second. Watson ready from the stretch. And he issues in the initial toss. Off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Stowers 7 for 18 in the series entering today. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball tapped on the ground out to third. One hop for Connor Hollis. Fields chest high. Slings it across the diamond and gets Stowers. One away in the fifth inning, and Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate.
Rough Riders third baseman, Jax Biggers.
Watson has retired 12 of the last 13. And hit batter to Johnny Ornelas, the lone man who was able to reach during that stretch. Jax Biggers, a strikeout victim in the second as well. Left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander's first pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike, it's 0-1. Rough Riders in search of their first hit. And you think a no-hitter, rather highly unlikely, as they usually are. 0-1. Down low and inside, one ball and one strike. San Antonio has already thrown two no-hitters here at the Wolf this year. Back-to-back games. Or I should say 2 and 3 games. The pitch. Down low and inside in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Impressive stuff from the Missions. So their offense has been tonight, too. Impressive. 4 runs in the first, 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth to build a 10-0 advantage. 2-1 toss to Biggers. He swings, tops it right side. Second baseman Reyes to his left. Fields in the cut of the grass, throws it to first, and there are two away. Trey Hare from the 8th spot in now.
Second baseman Trey Hare.
We've gushed about the pitching, of course. Rough Riders' offense has been really good as well. And the Rough Riders, 4 wins in this series. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way to Hare. Breaking ball high and outside, one ball and no strikes. They've had double-digit hits in every single one of them. And double-digit runs in all but one. That was last night. They won 6-0 in convincing fashion. 1-0 toss. High off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. So it's not as if this is a team that has struggled offensively and that you want to see wake up a little bit from a long slumber. It's just a bit of a quick nap for the offense, and hopefully they'll wake up before the end of this one. 2-0. Air swings and comes up empty on a pitch away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. On the infield, they pulled the, or played the pull side. A left-handed batter, and same with the outfield. Air riding 13 home runs, second on the team. 2-1. High off the outside corner, 3 balls and 1 strike. Watson, as Chris mentioned already, a season high, 8 strikeouts. Tucks the glove to his chest, ball in his right hand, dangling off to his right side. And he calls Chandler Siegel out to come and check, the San Antonio catcher. Rough Riders return home to take on first place Midland starting on Tuesday. Midland winners of 7 in a row entering into today. They're currently up on Corpus Christi 6-3 in the top of the ninth. 3-1. A drive into deep center field. Malone tracing back, still going at the warning track. He's at the wall. It's high off the top of the wall. Hare up to second, and he stops right there, content with a two-out double. Boy, he just missed a long solo homer. Instead, it's his 13th double of the year. Oh, he pounded that baseball directly to dead center field, one of the deepest parts of the park. And it hit right off the yellow line at the top of the fence. Trey Hare has the Riders' first hit today. That brings Matt Watley, the Riders' catcher, to the plate. 2 outs, runner at second, and the first pitch. A high pop-up back behind home. The catcher, Chandler Siegel, off with the mask. Near the warning track, he squeezes for out number 3. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. The Rough Riders with their first hit tonight. But they leave Trey Hare at second base. Bottom half of the fifth inning coming up. 10-0 San Antonio out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom half of the fifth inning from San Antonio, Texas. It's the series finale. And the Rough Riders find themselves down 10-0. Top of the order for San Antonio, Connor Hollis, Thomas Malone, and Domingo Leyba against Avery Weems, who's back out for his third inning of work. He surrendered three runs, two earned so far.
Third baseman, Connor Hollis.
Weems out of the University of Arizona. Connor Hollis starts it off. And left-hander. Back into his windup, first pitch. Upper edge, inside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Connor Hollis has reached all three times today. Walk and a run scored in the first. Catcher's interference and a run scored in the second. Pitch home. He takes away. One ball and one strike. RBI single in the third. Weems nods yes to the sign, rocks back, and deals in. Slap foul the other way, right side. Two balls, make it one ball and two strikes on the third baseman for San Antonio. A little fight for the foul ball down off to our right side as a lot of fans jockeying for position, and the pitch is fouled off on the left side. It's still one ball, two strikes on Hollis. And a young fan eventually ended up with it. Nicely done. A 1-2 still on Hollis. Weems looks over a light blue glove, and the 1-2. Swinging a hard hit grounder on one hop to Johnny Ornelas. Spears it chest high, slings it onto first, and he gets him for the first out. Hollis gone on the ground to short. First batter of the bottom half of the fifth inning, and Thomas Malone makes his way to the plate. Malone a three-run home run in the second. One of two three-run bombs for the Missions today. Him and Tirso Ornelas, who's knocked in five in this game tonight. Weems back into his wind, the pick. Low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. I mentioned the Rough Riders allowing double-digit runs for the first time since June 11th. That was the last of three consecutive games in which they allowed double-digit runs. 1-0 inside and hits Malone. Just slipped out of his hand. Breaking ball. Malone unfazed.
Domingo
Leyba now.
You know what's crazy, Zach, is that ground ball from Hollis to Ornelas. That's the fourth ground ball out recorded by Frisco today. We've seen a lot of ground ball pitchers, it feels like, in this series, but a pair of ground outs in the second, one in the third, and then one here in the fifth. Everything's either been strikeout or flown into the air. And that's pretty evident in a 10-0 ball game, but it's been a big lack of the ground balls tonight.
Credit to San Antonio. First offering to Leyva. Takes on the upper edge, outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Switch hitter, flips around, bats from the right side. Seen a lot of the left-handed hitting Leyva here in this series. He's 2-for-3 today so far. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside on the slider from Weems, and it's 0-2. Won those games in Amarillo, allowing all those runs for the Rough Riders. There were some tough losses in that bunch, including back-to-back 11-10 losses at the hands of the Saudis. 0-2. Soft grounder foul off Leyva's left foot. Still no balls, two strikes. He's going to walk it off. Frisco finally won that third and final edition of the three in a row, allowing the double-digit runs. 16-12. That was a game in which they allowed 11 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. They were able to hang on. They also hit 7 homers in that game. It's going to take a lot of offense to come back here in this one. Weems from the stretch, he delivers. Swinging a drive out to left field, chasing Harris back to the warning track, looking up, and it hits the base of the wall. Malone up to second. He turns and heads right back in. And Leyva contended first base with a single off the wall. Good job by Harris playing that back in quickly and well. Right to Ornelas, his cutoff man. Malone didn't really read it that well, so only able to go up to second. Eleventh hit of the day for San Antonio. Runners at first and second, one out for Yoan Rodriguez, who's 3-for-3 today. RBI double in the first, and then a single in the second and fourth innings. First pitch. Makes down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Right-handed batter, left-hander on the mound. San Antonio has scored in every inning so far. 4 in the first, 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth. Rodriguez adjusts the batting gloves. Native of Maracay in Venezuela. Action out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Tristan Polly starts to get loose. Weems the left-hander from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Rodriguez has the average up to 292 with his 3-for-3 performance so far. Really strong season. 1-1. He swings, rockets it foul into his own bullpen area down the left side. Friendly fire from Rodriguez, and it's 1-2. Mason Fox signaling, hey, keep it fair. Runners at first and second take their leads with one out. Weems delivers in the 1-2. Way outside off of Watley's glove, back to the backstop, and both runners advance. Looks like Weems slipped on that pitch. A wild pitch puts runners at second and third, and it's 2-2, and here comes Jared Getter, the Riders' manager, out of the dugout. He's going to go get Avery Weems, and we're going to see Tristan Polly take over. Oh, hang on a second. Ichi Takazawa coming out as well. And now it's not just a normal pitching change. They're checking to see if Avery Weems is all right. Tristan Polly just got up and started loosening. So if he comes out due to injury, Polly would have as many warm-up pitches as he wants on the mound. But hopefully Weems is okay. Never want to take out a guy mid-at-bat if he is feeling healthy and all right. Looked like he slipped on that last offering that went way outside all the way back to the backstop. They're still chatting with him up on the mound, along with Ben Engstrand, the home plate umpire. And they're going to head back to the dugout. So it looks like Weems is all right. He's going to finish the at-bat. 10-0 San Antonio. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Two aboard, one out. 2-2 count on Yorman Rodriguez. Infield remains back. Weems ready from the stretch. 2-2. High pop-up in the infield. Weems vacates immediately and gives away to Trey Hare, who comes in on the cut of the grass and makes the catch. At her second baseman. Two outs here in the fifth inning for Webster Rivas. As soon as that ball went in the air, Weems just ducked his head down and started running behind home plate to cover just in case. Rivas 0 for 2 today, walking a run scored on the 3-run homer in the first inning from Tirso Ornelas. Rivas open stance right side. First pitch. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Webster Rivas, part of a very interesting catching situation last year in San Diego. He made his big league debut. 1-0. Catches the outside corner for a strike with a backdoor slider. 1-1. A lot of different guys making their way up to the major leagues last year in the catching position for San Diego. Rivas was one of them, and trying to find a healthy one as the pitch is rocketed on one hop right to third. Jax Biggers has it chest high, throws under first and gets Rivas, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. Well, no runs on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. First time that San Antonio has been held off the scoreboard in an inning tonight. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Our score is the Rough Riders 0 and the Mission's 10 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nolan Watson offers in the first pitch. It's popped high in the air into shallow center field. Domingo Leyva, the shortstop, back. He's under it, makes the catch. J.P. Martinez is retired for the first out here in the sixth inning. 10-0 San Antonio. They lead it over the Rough Riders. Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate for Frisco. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Rough Riders finishing off this series and road trip in San Antonio, Texas, and they head home tonight. Have the day off tomorrow, and then they'll take on Midland at the start of a 6-game series at home on Tuesday. First pitch on the way to Harris. High fly ball, foul left side, 0-1. The series against Midland will mark the end of the quote-unquote first half. It's not the halfway point of the season, but it is the final game, or final series, I should say, before the All-Star break. No All-Star game this year, but Rough Riders players will have 4 days off. Offering in. Harris takes high and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Good chance to recuperate and kind of gain some energy back and get right into baseball. 1-1. Just inside, it misses. Two balls and one strike. And those kind of things are important for these guys, really at every level and really for everyone. This is a long, grueling season. And sometimes the All-Star break is exactly what you need. 2-1. On the inside corner for a called strike, 2-2. And this won't be the final time we talk about the All-Star break, because it is a really important juncture in the season, not only for these guys to recuperate, but also for a lot of teams. 2-2. Soft grounder to the right side on two hops to the second baseman, Reyes. He fields and throws out Harris, two away. Jonathan Ornelas makes his way to the plate now. It's 10-0. San Antonio out in front. Usually and historically within the Rangers organization, it's been a time where we see a lot of movement right after the All-Star break, promotion-wise. We'll certainly see what happens. It's been an unusually quiet year for the Rangers organization in terms of upwards movement. It's because it's been such a loaded system. First pitch. Ornelas watches on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders have had some good performances this year, but there aren't a lot of open spots up in AAA. Very loaded team up in Round Rock. 0-1. Check swing, and he was able to hold on a pitch low and away. One ball and one strike. Same at the big league level. A lot of health, which has been fantastic. Rough Riders have really only had three promotions this year. 1-1. On the outside corner for a called strike, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. That being Ezekiel Duran, who went straight up to the big leagues. Cole Reagans and Chase Lee, or as Cody Bradford calls him, like he did during the pregame interview with Chris, Vipe. The Viper. One ball, two strikes on Ornelas. Bases clear, two outs, top of the sixth inning, 10-0 San Antonio. Pitch home. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner of the knees. Ornelas down on strikes, and the side comes to a close. Ninth strikeout for Nolan Watson. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the home half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailing 10-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go! Come on! Do it! Don't let me out of my life! Don't let me out of my life!
Tristan Pauly takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Good to see Pauly back on the hill looking for a bounce back outing. And the left-hander faces fellow lefty Tirso Ornelas. First pitch outside with a slider, one ball, no strikes. He takes over for a left-hander Avery Weems, who's done in his long relief, going three innings. He allowed three runs, two earned on five hits. The offering is grounded out to second. Easy play for Trey Hare up into the belly. Throws on to first, and he gets him, one away. Weems, over his three innings, struck out three and walked one. 10-0, Rough Riders trail. Jorge Onya bats. Tristan Pauly back out on the mound for the first time since the walk-off hit by pitch back in game three of this series, as the offering is high off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes to Onya. This is where you want to see a guy come out and dominate. Have a strong bounce back outing. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0. High and inside. Two balls, no strikes. It was a bases loaded situation against Connor Hollis. Bottom of the ninth inning in game three. Tied at one. And Pauly ended up hitting it. 2-0 toss. High off the outside corner. And it's three balls and no strikes. 25-year-old surrendering his first run of the season for the Rough Riders with that hit by pitch. 3-0. Bottom of the zone, inside corner, a strike, 3-1. 7 2/3 innings for him now this year. Over six appearances, that one run allowed. Pauly the 3-1. Swing and a foul back into Watley's glove. 3-2. Started with High A Hickory, over 16 appearances, 6-2 with a 5.67 ERA. 3-2. Ripping a miss, got him, strike three. Tristan Pauly retires the first two men he faces, including picking up his first strikeout. And Ripken Reyes makes his way to the plate. Big strikeout for Pauly. Right-hander Reyes, a switch hitter against the left-hander Pauly, who's ready from the stretch of the bases clear behind him. Pitch home. On the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. The odd thing for Pauly was in High A, he didn't struggle with command. Eight walks over 27 innings. He kicks home the 0-1. Catches the outside corner with a slider, and it's 0-2. And here in High A, it's been a bit of a struggle. 12 walks over his 7 2/3 innings so far. He's ready from the stretch. 0-2. Slider just high and outside. And did not miss by much. And it's one ball and two strikes. See him buckling down here in the sixth. From the stretch. 1-2. Just outside, did not miss by much again with the slider. 2-2. Jose Quezada is warming up in the bullpen down the left field line for San Antonio. We'll probably see him in the seventh. 2-2. High and tight, three balls, two strikes. Reyes calls time, steps out. Infield back. 3-2. Down and in. Ball four. Pauly started off the hill thinking it was strike three. Two out base runner here in the sixth. And San Antonio has had a base runner in every inning now. Chandler Siegel, 1-for-3 today, steps in. Singled and scored a run in the second inning. Pauly from the stretch, he looks over towards first. First pitch, ripped in the air, right side and foul. Into the seats. 0-1. Siegel just 3-for-19 in this series. Left-hander Pauly readies from the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch on the way to Siegel. Line foul again, right side. 0-2. Pauly, a former 16th round selection by the Rangers out of Indiana State, where he pitched for 4 years. He comes set. Delivers home. Slider just a hair outside. 1-2. Pauly pins the glove to his right hip, looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. Looks over towards first. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him low and away. Strike three. Second strikeout of the inning for Tristan Pauly, and he spins a scoreless frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the top of the seventh. It's 10-0 San Antonio over the top of the Rough Riders. And Chris Jarrett is back on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to the Wolf to start the seventh inning of work on the Riders Baseball Network. And it's been all San Antonio on this Sunday. Jose Quezada, the right-hander, takes over, and the night comes to a close for Nolan Watson. And what a night it was. Watson with 6 scoreless innings of baseball. He gave up 1 hit, and it was a 2-out double from Trey Hare back in the 5th inning. So Quezada coming in at 5'9", 165 pounds, soaking wet. The 26-year-old making his 9th appearance of the season, and the former Texas Tech Red Raider. Rough Riders sending the middle of the order, 4-5-6, due up for Frisco, leading off with Blaine Krim. Righty-righty matchup for Krim, facing Quezada, new on the mound. His first pitch, slapped in the air, foul. No balls and a strike to the first baseman, Krim. There's a mascot. There's actually a multitude of mascots at the Wolf, and one of them is a puffy taco. Have you ever heard of a puff? I had never heard of what a puffy taco was, and apparently that's a San Antonio thing. No balls and a strike. It backs Krim away. 1-1. Your first time here, did you hear what a puffy taco was?
No.
Have you seen the mascot?
Yes.
Okay, so the curiosity of a puffy taco kind of got me. 1-1. A tough called strike 2 on Krim. So a puffy taco apparently is a San Antonio thing. And it's different than your standard taco that the outer shell is kind of like a tortilla chip, like a corn shell taco. 1-2 is a rip and a miss. Jose Quezada comes in and strikes out Blaine Krim. Rough Riders with 1 hit tonight. 1 gone in the 7th. What they actually do is it's like the outside is like deep fried to where it's really, really light, and it gets the term of a puffy taco. Completely different, apparently, from the normal tacos, and it's a thing down in San Antonio. They started at this place called Ray's Drive-In. This is in San Antonio.
Sandro Fabian stands in, and the first pitch misses inside, ball one. Ray's drive-in started and opened up in 1956, and the building still looks the exact same inside and out in San Antonio. 1-0. Fabian pops one high in the air behind home plate. Catcher Siegel back to the net, but it's going to fall just in front of the seats. Counts evened up 1-1. Everything still looks just the same as this place that apparently opened up in San Antonio almost 70 years ago, just less than 70 years ago. Car hop service if you pull up and you can get puffy tacos, so apparently that's a thing. We'll have to put that on our bucket list. We were pretty busy down here in San Antonio with a middle-of-the-week off day. 1-1. Missing inside by the hands of Fabian, 2-1.
Yeah, we were able to knock some stuff off the bucket list.
I think for the most part, you can always kind of look at when you have some off time, players, this even goes for the players too. 2-1, high and in by the nose of Fabian. Three balls and a strike on the breaking ball that ran away from Quezada. One gone in the seventh. But to actually kind of capitalize on it, like you have to really make the most. It's your only one off day, so sometimes laying around doesn't sound too bad. 3-1. Fabian slaps one in the air to shallow right field. Tough play for Rodriguez, the first baseman, but Reyes from second able to come over and save base. He hauls it in for the second out. Woke right up and knocked out SeaWorld early in the morning. A lot of guys did SeaWorld. A lot of guys did Six Flags.
A lot of golf, too.
A couple got some a morning round of golf in. Either 9 or 18. And it was good. 8 consecutive games for Frisco. They didn't get the traditional Monday. Josh Stowers next. The first pitch lands for a called strike one. That feels like a long time ago. Think about the country concert that San Antonio had over here. How long ago that feels. 0-1 as Quezada didn't come to much of a stop on the mound. And he blows one by Stowers for strike two. That feels like a long time ago. It's been a long week. Quezada 0-2 with two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down in the dirt. Blocked by Siegel. He has to complete the throw to first. He does for the final out. Couple strikeouts for Quezada. The former Red Raider comes in and sits down Frisco 1-2-3. Facing 4-5-6. Seventh inning stretch at the Wolf. And they do have God Bless America on tap. At least... Yep, here comes God Bless America at the Wolf. So we'll step aside for it, bump up the nat mics, and we'll talk to you next in the bottom of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network. God Bless America at the Wolf.
Be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Southpaw Tristan Polly back on the mound for the Rough Riders. We get things going in the home half of the seventh. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, and the top of the order for San Antonio. They lead it 10-0, out hitting the Riders tonight 11-1. 0-1 from Polly is a rip and a miss from Hollis. No balls, two strikes to the third baseman, Hollis, that's been aboard in three of his four at-bats tonight. Polly, the third man out of the Frisco bullpen on a pitching effort that's been a bit of a reach. Jack Lander giving up six earned, seven total. 1-1 chopper left side. Biggers cuts it off on the second hop. Running throw to first, he got him. Difficult play for the third baseman to get to in the right spot at the right time, and he pulled it off. One gone at the bottom of the seventh. Leiter facing seven batters in the first inning. He walked a pair, an RBI double, and a three-run homer is how the first inning would be written. Then faced eight from San Antonio in the second, where they scored three, 7-0 out of the jump. First pitch to Thomas Malone, the center fielder. It finds a zone from Polly, 0-1. Kevin Gowdy cleaned up the second inning and got a couple of ground balls. Eight pitches, six strikes, two outs. 0-1. Polly runs one outside. Evens up the count, 1-1. Then Avery Weems feels like it's just with San Antonio offensively tonight, you're cutting teeth with whoever you put on the mound. 1-1. Wave from Malone as he goes around. And now Polly in front, 1-2. As Weems gives up three runs on five hits. He did strike out three, but walked a batter and threw 57 pitches in three innings. It's just been the night. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tristan Polly picking up his third punch out. And he's got a pair of outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Zach mentioned at the entrance of Polly from the bullpen, hoping for a bounce back outing for the left-hander. Pretty impressive so far. One more out away from two complete innings out of the bullpen. He's got three strikeouts. Lefty-righty to Domingo Leyba. First pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one as Leyba swung out of his shoes. Certainly has a taste for the theatrics. Five strikeouts on April 21st is going to stand as the season high for Polly. 0-1 off the plate. One ball and one strike. That, I mean, unless he can pick up number four here and then come out for the eighth inning. His pitch count's low. He threw almost 20 back in the sixth inning. But this number 10 in the seventh pitch on the third offer from Polly misses inside. Two balls and a strike to Leyba with the bases clear and a 2-1 count. 10-0 San Antonio. As we say that, Joe Corbett getting loose. The 2-1's tap foul, cut off by the home bullpen. And it's two balls and two strikes. Leyba, to adjust his batting gloves, flicked his bat away from him to readjust and then had to bend down and pick it back up. Lefty-righty, the break even. Tapped left side towards Ornelas on a couple hops. He throws to first. to get the shortstop. 1-2-3 inning for the Rough Riders for the first time tonight. Haven't seen it yet, and it's certainly a welcome sign by the Rough Riders staff. No runs, no hits for the Missions. We're through seven. Top of the eighth coming your way next. Frisco looking for their first run of the night on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Just one inning for Fred Schlichtels, for Jose Quezada tonight as he turns it over to Fred Schlichtels. Fun one to say. First pitch to Jax Biggers, runs down and away, ball one. Six innings for the starter Watson, and then one for Quezada. Lefty-lefty matchup, and the 1-0 is a rip and a miss outside. Counts evened up. 7-8-9 from Biggers, Hare, and Watley. Rough Riders have Joe Corbett warming down in the visitors' bullpen. Tristan Polly giving two innings of shutout baseball. 1-1. Down and stopped behind the plate by Siegel. Two balls and a strike. A loss tonight for Frisco ties San Antonio and the Riders back for the top spot in the South Division standings. A matchup that, as of right now, mid-July, or even early July yet, doesn't really stand for much, but every game counts. 2-1. It backs Biggers away, but it finds the zone. It looked like the front door slider, and it's 2-2. The series that's really going to count is awaiting Frisco next week. 2-2. High pop-up from Biggers into shallow left field. Gives Ornelas time to run underneath it and make the catch. Rough Riders with one hit tonight, and they fly out to begin the eighth. Bases clear for the second baseman, Trey Hare. Man responsible for the one up underneath the hit column for the Riders tonight. A ball that almost left the yard. He drove it out to straightaway center field. Mission center fielder Malone had to turn and absolutely sprint to the wall, and it kicked right off the middle padding of the wall in center. Stand-up double. Lefty-lefty, the pitch home. Tapper first base side, and it's foul. 0-1. After that double from Hare, it's been eight in a row retired by Frisco. They've had three base runners total. Maybe an offense that might be a little spent. The 0-1. Hare slaps it the other way. Foul. A flare shot to our left. And it's 0-2. An offense that began this week with another shutout win. Their second consecutive as they bookended the Corpus Christi series with a 12-0 win. 0-2 toss. Down and away. 1-2 to Hare. Followed it up with an 11-0 win on Monday night, we mentioned, then 10-1 on Tuesday. The off day Wednesday
to be a bit of a speed bump as Frisco fell on Thursday 2-1. 1-2. Cranked off the bat of Hare into right field. Onya going back, and it bounces off the warning track. Hare in trouble as he stops going for second on the throwback in. A great field by Onya off the track and off the wall. On one hop, he gloved it and snapped a throw to Leyba at short, who was ready for the tag, and Hare wisely turned back. It's a one-out base hit, his second of the night. Man doing all the offense for Frisco. The Riders hoping to bust up the shutout on Sunday night. It's 10-0 San Antonio. They'll look to Matt Watley, bottom of the order, with one out and one on. Lefty-righty from Schlichtholz. The first pitch. Watley taps it foul at the plate. 0-1. After that 2-1 loss on Thursday, the Rough Riders bounce back to outscore San Antonio in the last two nights on Friday and Saturday, 16-7. They entered tonight only giving up the 9 runs. 0-1 to Watley. Down the heart of the zone, and the catcher takes a called strike 2. Felt like a looming storm for San Antonio with how the Rough Riders have kind of bullied them this week and this season at the Wolf. 0-2. Boy, just missed. Watley threw the hands up, but a pitch from Schlichtholz, the lefty, that ran too far inside. Out of Fresno State, Chula Vista, California. Appearance number 11 this season for Schlichtholz. 1-2. It's down and away. Blocked by Siegel to keep Hare at first base. Double play ball in effect, and it would end the Riders in the top of the eighth. One out and a 2-ball, 2-strike count to Watley. For Schlichtholz, didn't start seeing action until May 15th. 4 outings with the Tin Caps before coming up. 2-2. Tapped at the plate. Foul again by Watley. The count stays even. With Fort Wayne, in the month of May, a pair of 2-inning outings. He gave up 5 hits, but no runs or walks. Just the 5 hits and then 5 strikeouts in 4 innings at the high A level. 2-2. Watley bounds one left side. Hollis with it to second for one. Down to first. Double play. Ground ball from Watley. And the Missions take it around the horn for the 5-4-3 twin killer. And the one-out base hit from Trey Hare is snubbed. That'll do it for the Rough Riders in the top of the eighth inning. 10-0 San Antonio lead takes us to the bottom of the eighth. Next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome 3-time All-Star and 6-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
2 runs will score, 3 runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two innings, all we get out of Tristan Pauly tonight. He strikes out 3 in 2 innings of relief. Back for the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you, and Joe Corbett, the right-hander out on the mound for Frisco, set to face 4-5-6. First toss. Rodriguez goes around on the first offer from Corbett, and it's 0-1. That's Yorman Rodriguez batting fourth. Webster Rivas on deck. And we'll see Tirso Ornelas, the left fielder that slugged the ball tonight as well. 0-1. Snapped out of the zone. Foul off the bat of Rodriguez. 0-2. Top of the order has been what's done damage tonight. If you step back and think about, or I guess look at the box score, it's been most of the order, but 1-6 mashed the baseball in the first four innings for San Antonio. They scored 8 of the 10 runs. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Down and away for strike 3. Joe Corbett comes in and notches a strikeout, and there's one gone in the 8th. It started with Connor Hollis walking, and then Rodriguez, the RBI double. Webster Rivas walked. And then Ornelas, the three-run homer. That all in the first inning on Leiter to give San Antonio a 4-0 lead off the jump. Well, here is Rivas, righty-righty. Corbett comes home. The first pitch outside and low. Ball one. Second inning, unfortunately, wasn't easier for Leiter after he picked up a two-pitch out on the leadoff man, Ripken Reyes, lined out to right. Corbett's 1-0. That finds the heart of the zone. A taken strike one, and the count's even. Chandler Siegel a base hit. And then Connor Hollis on a ground ball that ran foul, ruled to be catcher's interference on Matt Whatley, put two aboard. 1-1. Breaking ball popped high in the air to straightaway center. Martinez a light jog to his left and makes the catch towards the alley. Six pitches, two outs for Joe Corbett in the 8th. Nobody aboard for the left fielder, Tirso Ornelas. So when the dust settled for San Antonio offensively, four runs on two hits in the first, three runs on four hits in the second, and it was 7-0 missions. They certainly cooled off since then. Corbett's first pitch. Ornelas leaves the ball outside, and it's 1-0. Since those first two innings, San Antonio only three runs on five hits. 1-0. Hard hit ball out to straightaway center. Martinez sprinting back at the track, looking up and makes the catch right in front of the wall. Ornelas with a homer and a two-run double already tonight. Sends one high in the air to straightaway center for the final out. Well, Joe Corbett comes in for the 8th inning, and likely the last time we'll see the San Antonio offense in this series. He sits them down 1-2-3 with a strikeout. We go to the final inning from the Wolf. 10-0 missions on Sunday night on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What looks like the final inning of the series for the ninth. We'll pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
Thank you, my friend. 10-0. Tough one tonight.
Yep.
Rough Riders trailing. Rough Riders will face Kevin Copps here in the top of the ninth inning. It's J.P. Martinez, Dustin Harris, Jonathan Ornelas due up. Cops last made an appearance two nights ago, a scoreless inning in that 12-inning ball game, a 10-7 win for the Rough Riders. The good news is, though, the Rough Riders trail 10-0, they will still win the series. First pitch, Martinez takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 from the former Arkansas Razorback, Kevin Copps. Rough Riders, if they fail to score 10 runs in this inning, 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Breaking ball diving out of the zone. They will still have a 4-2 win in this series, and they will still be 7-5 in the second half. 0-2. A drive to left center field. Ornelas going back. He's into the alley, and he cuts it off to make the catch. One away for Dustin Harris here in the top of the ninth. Rough Riders will return home to face the red-hot Midland Rockhounds. Midland with a 6-3 win against Corpus Christi. They've won 7 in a row now here in the second half, or I should say 8 in a row after that victory. And they remain atop the division. Rough Riders will be 3 games back of them. The pinch. On the inside corner, a strike to Harris, 0-1. A lot of fun things we're excited for at the ballpark in Frisco when we head home for the 6-game series. Copps deals in the 0-1. Into right field and shallow. Onya charging in. He makes the catch just high. 2 down. Ornelas, the final hope for the Rough Riders. We'll begin on Tuesday with Silver Slugger Tuesday and Striker Young and Hart Night. This is really a good deal. If you're 55 and up, you can get a free ticket to Tuesday's game. Just head to our website. You'll find the link right there, or you fill out a form and you get a free ticket. That's a great deal. First pitch. Ornelas takes a breaking ball low off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Riders trailing 10-0, top of the ninth. Two out, bases clear. On Wednesday, we'll welcome former catcher Jim Sundberg. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike of the knees, 1-1 for our Texas baseball legends Wednesday. One of the best defensive catchers of his time. He'll be on hand for a meet and greet. 1-1, way outside and low, 2 balls, 1 strike. And Thursday is our normal Thirsty Thursday in Blue Northern Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. And then coming up on Friday, we'll have Christmas in July with a Teddy Leg Lamp bobblehead giveaway. You do not want to miss this. It is really good. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Ornelas out in front, 2-2, and the Riders are down to their final strike. If you haven't seen a picture of it, you've got to go on our social media, at Riders Baseball on Twitter. Check out a picture of that bobblehead giveaway, and then we'll have another bobblehead the next night for our Copa game. Los Quesos bobblehead, our Chetty bobblehead, as we're calling it. That'll be Marvel Superhero Night, presented by Buckner International on Sunday. Really packed homestand. 2-2. Ornelas swings, fouls it away right side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tickets are still available. Make sure you head to ridersbaseball.com to get those tickets. We're looking forward to seeing you out at Riders Field, as it should be a really fun week. 2-2. Ornelas swings, chops it up the middle, and that scoots into center for a base hit. Ornelas has himself a single, second time he's reached today. He was hit by a pitch back in the fourth. And for the Rough Riders, it's their third hit and the first hit by anybody not named Trey Hare. That brings Blaine Krim to the plate. Riders trailing 10-0 here in the top of the ninth. And they won't go quietly into that night. Oh for 3 day for the Riders' first baseman. First pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. 6-for-22 series for Blaine Krim. He's knocked in 5 runs. Pitch home. Cues it off the end of the bat. Foul right side towards his own dugout. And it's 0-2. Once again, the Riders down to their final strike again. Frisco in danger of a 10-run loss. The pitch. Low and outside in the dirt. Siegel blocks. It would tie their largest margin of defeat this year with May 14th at Tulsa, game in which the Riders lost 11-1. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Krim. Ornelas at first, not being held on. 1-2. Just low off the outside corner, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cobbs dangles his arm off to his right side. He's ready for his sign. And the 2-2 pitch on the way to Krim. Swinging a line drive to left field. Ornelas back. And he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close. And the game is over. Rough Riders fall 10-0 to San Antonio in the series finale. Rough Riders fall to 7-5 on the season. Or the second half, I should say, and 43-38 on the year. San Antonio improves to 4-7 in the second half and 42-37 overall this year. The Rough Riders still win this series, though, 4-2. And they'll be back in action at home on Tuesday at 7:05. Stick with us. Chris Jarrett has post-game coverage for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Tough one on Sunday for the Rough Riders to close down the 6-game series against San Antonio. 10-0, the Riders falling to the Missions on Sunday, July 10th. Chris Jarrett with you on the Riders Baseball Network. We've got a bus to catch, so we'll keep things short. The Rough Riders out hit tonight, 11-3. An uncharismatic ball game as the Rough Riders commit 2 errors defensively. But as Zach mentioned not long ago, the Rough Riders win the series, and so Frisco going to be feeling pretty good about a trip down to San Antonio on their bus ride back to North Texas. A ball game tonight that offensively was led by a 2-for-3 night from Trey Hare. He picked up his 13th double of the season and a 2-for-3 night for the starting second baseman. Scattered box score for San Antonio as Thomas Malone, a 3-run homer. Tirso Ornelas, a 3-run homer. He scored 5 and arguably led the way on a 2-for-5 night. But you had Domingo Leyba, Yorman Rodriguez combined for a 6-for-10 outing as the 3 and 4 hitters. San Antonio scoring 8 of their 10 runs in the first 3 innings. They scored all 10 by the bottom of the 4th. The win goes to Nolan Watson. Boy, was he special tonight. You don't feel bad about that as he throws 9 strikeouts, 6 scoreless innings, only gave up 1 hit. I mean, that's just an effort you tip your cap to and say a job well done. Jack Leiter gets the loss, and now 2-7 on the season, 6 earned on 6 hits in an inning and a third, just couldn't get it off the ground, and maybe fell in a tough spot as San Antonio had been bottled up offensively the entire series, and some pent-up aggression they take out in the early frames in Sunday's ballgame. Frisco using 4 arms out of the bullpen, maybe highlighted by the combined 3 innings between Tristan Polley and Joe Corbett. The 2 combined for 4 strikeouts and 1 walk on no runs or hits. Frisco pitching, holding San Antonio off the scoreboard from the 5th through the rest of the ball game, and more shining stuff from the bullpen. Rough Riders giving up 8 earned tonight. That's going to have the best ERA in the minor league since the start of the second half, a bit bruised up. And we'll see where the dust settles when the Rough Riders start the 6-game series against the Midland Rockhounds next Tuesday, July 12th. 7:05 start from Riders Field. Again, that one going to be a really fun one. Looking at the second half standings, Midland won tonight. They're 7th in a row. They're 9-2 since the start of the second half. Really nothing dazzling offensively or defensively. Midland with a plus 24 run differential. They've given up 40 runs. They've scored 64, which is by far not the most in the Texas League. So it's just going to be an even matchup against Frisco and Midland, the top couple of teams, with Amarillo winning today. No longer the top two teams in the Texas League South, with Amarillo at 8-4. The Rough Riders now at 7-4. 7-5 should be. Tough one tonight for the Rough Riders as they close down the six-game series, taking one final trip around the Texas League. Amarillo over Wichita, 4-3, we just mentioned. Springfield on the road with the 4-1 win over Arkansas. Tulsa topped Northwest Arkansas 6-3, and Midland over Corpus Christi 6-3 as well. Every road team except the Rough Riders winning tonight in the Texas League, and that's just the way it goes sometimes. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast, and that'll do it for our week in San Antonio. A much-welcomed off day on Wednesday. Frisco returns to action at Riders Field this upcoming Tuesday, July 12th. Tickets are available now. 7:05 start time. Will be on the air at 6:35, and certainly excited to get back to North Texas. Big thanks to you if you queued up any of Riders baseball this week or in this series or this weekend. Hope it was an awesome July 4th for you and an ensuing week after as well. And again, we're excited to get this bus rolling and get the show back to Frisco. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jarrett saying so long from San Antonio, Texas. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you Tuesday night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.